Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. It is Food for Thought Friday. So glad that you are with us. Love to share some nuggets of wisdom that I've received this week, whether it's through my quiet time with the Lord, reading God's Word, devotional books, through a book I'm reading, through a podcast I've listened to, through a conversation that I've had with somebody, through something I've seen on social media. In fact, today I want to start off with a quote I saw that somebody posted. It was actually on Toby Mack's Speak Life, which is a great follow on social media. But the quote's actually by John Acuff. And he said, you know, next time you feel unqualified to be used by God, remember this. God tends to recruit from the pit, not the pedestal. Oh, isn't that so true? So good. I mean, to think that God chose me, a divorced, bankrupt guy, to be able to do a radio program and to be in ministry now for over 20 years, only God. I run into people I graduated from high school with, and they're like, hey, what are you doing? Are you still doing that college basketball coaching thing? Or, no, that's your brother, that he's still doing that. Or, you still have that grocery store, you still in the grocery business? And yeah, the stir laughs and no, I'm in ministry. And they're like, really? And so, you know, friends, God takes people like you and me because we're always got to work with, right? But yet, if you look in the Bible over and over again, God used people that the world didn't choose. So be reminded of that. Remember how he took Joseph out of the prison. But it was a long waiting period for Joseph. And don't get discouraged today if you feel like, you know, man, I'm in a pit of life and I don't think I'm ever going to get out. And does God even know I'm here? And will God ever use my one and only life to make any difference? And friends, I want to say to you today, yes, yes, and yes, he will. He loves you. The Bible says, if God is for us, who can be against us? Romans chapter 8, verse 37, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Psalm 28:7, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in you, Lord, and I am helped. And friends, we got to stand on that sometimes, not on what we feel like standing on, okay? Not what our circumstances say and what we see, but on what God's word says. And there's such power in that when we do that, friends. And I want to encourage you to do that today. Because it's easy to get sidetracked and just wonder, is God really, really there? But I love in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 what it says, and the King Jehoshaphat said, this is what the Lord says to you, and this is a word I believe for somebody listening here today, over 2,000 years later, here today, I believe this is a word for somebody. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of the vast army. For the battle is not yours today, but it's God's. I love that. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army. For the battle is not yours, but God's. And maybe that's where you're at today. You know? Maybe you're kind of like where King Jehoshaphat was, just feeling overwhelmed. Anybody feeling overwhelmed today? And just, you feel like you're going against life is like an army and you're outnumbered, you know, 1,000 to 1. Well, this word from you from 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 15. The Lord says, do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Then it goes on to say in verse 17 in chapter 20 of 2 Chronicles, you will not have to fight this battle. Take up your position, stand firm, and see the deliverance that the Lord will give you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Go out to face them tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you. Maybe today you're dreading a meeting that you've got to have with somebody, a conversation with somebody that you're just dreading it. And I understand, been there. And I procrastinated putting those hard conversations off at times in my life, but I'm always glad when I eventually have done it, and most time it goes well, and I say, well, and maybe I don't get the exact result I wanted, but at least I don't have to be in fear anymore about it. And there's freedom when you have those challenging conversations. The key is to be able to do them in love and just trusting God. And sometimes I've not gotten the outcome. I've been rejected when I finally have stood up for something. But you know what? That's how we grow. And sometimes God uses those conversations later on. But you don't have to be afraid. And sometimes in situations, though, you just have to let the Lord fight your battle. And I love what it says there in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, that the Lord will be with you. Do not be afraid and don't be discouraged. Verse 17, just to go back there a couple of verses, you will not have to fight this battle. Take up your position, stand firm, and see the deliverance the Lord will give you. And that's one of the things I'm trying to learn, friends. I still don't do it well, but I think hopefully I'm growing and improving a little bit. Is sometimes I just, you know, if I can't get peace about something, I just got to do what Psalm 46:10 says and be still and know that He is God. And, you know, that can also mean just listening to Him and spending time with Him. But also not trying to make things happen. For you type A personality people like me, sometimes we want to make things happen. And we have good intentions. But sometimes God just, you know, you keep banging your head against the wall. And maybe it's just time for you today just to say, you know what? I'm going to be still and know that you're God, number one. And number two, I'm going to do like it says in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. I'm not going to fight this battle anymore. I'm just going to stand firm and watch the Lord do what only He can do. And that's hard when you don't get immediate results. Oh, my goodness. Can I get a witness on that? When you've been praying about something, you decide to be still, and yet you don't see God doing anything. Friends, I want to encourage you and remind you today that God is working behind the scenes. And as we talked about earlier this week on a program, I believe it was Tuesday, Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 and 9. It says, my thoughts and my ways are not your thoughts and your ways, declares the Lord. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so are my thoughts and my ways higher than your thoughts and your ways, says God. So friends, we got to trust that even when we don't see God working, that we can trust that He is working on our behalf. And that's why it's called faith. You know, the Bible tells us we walk by faith and not by sight, right? Amen. I saw this quote recently, and my friend Kendra Ellis Gooden posted it on Facebook. I'm not sure if this is hers originally or somebody else, but just it spoke to me. It says, your body language conveys a message to everybody in your life, your teammates, your coaches, if you play athletics, which a lot of kids in athletic sports. But, you know, I'll also add it says a lot to family, friends, neighbors, coworkers, because your body language can show others what kind of attitude you have, what kind of toughness, your focus, whether you're selfish or unselfish, and the maturity that you possess. Your body language never whispers, it always screams. Ouch. And that's one of the things that was so amazing to me when I was going to graduate school, completing my master's degree in organizational communications. And my number one takeaway from all those classes was that 80% of communication is nonverbal. We'll say that again. 80% of communication is nonverbal. In other words, you know, it's not what you say. It's everything else that you're saying. Whether you're smiling, your body part, are you standing up straight, or are you slouched, or are you grimacing, or are you, you know, just not looking. I mean, people can tell if you're not happy. Your nonverbal speaks it. And I just would encourage you to say, hey, you know, do I need to smile more? Maybe ask somebody that. And it's amazing. Sometimes you don't feel like smiling, and I get it. And I remember I had my grocery store over 20 years ago, and I had a guy that came in. Somebody said, he shopped with me. He said, are you mad? And I said, no. I said, why do you ask? He said, well, your face looks like you are. And I said, oh, I'm not. And I was just kind of focused. I mean, I did have a lot of things on my mind about the store, but I'd let them get in my spirit. And that's one of the things I remember my dad, after he became a follower of Jesus, just started consuming the Bible. And sometimes I would be kind of just, you know, sharing about a situation, and I'll honestly just verbally vomiting about something that really was bothering me. And he would just say, son, you can't allow that to get in your spirit. And that's what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you to get offended. He loves for us to get offended. And we know in our culture now, everybody gets so easily offended if we don't agree with them. And man, your body language will say a lot about that. And so I want to encourage you today to maybe just take a look at your body language and ask God to say, hey, does my body language need to improve? And my nonverbal and my looks, and need to smile more and have joy. Let people know. As the old saying goes, if you're arrested and put on trial, would there be enough evidence to convict you of being a Christian? And part of that starts with your body language. I want to encourage you today to think about that and make sure you train your children and your grandchildren, because it's so, so important. One of the things that somebody here today just needs to hear, I saw this recently on social media and don't know who said it, but man, just it spoke to me, even though I know it wasn't directed towards me. It says, hey, you probably haven't heard this from anybody today, but I want you to know I'm proud of you. And friends, I want you to know today that God's proud of you because you're his child. If you've accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, God loves you. He's proud of you. He's got your picture on his refrigerator up in the sky. And nobody else may have told you, you know, job well done. You've done a really good job. Proud of you. But I want you to know today your Heavenly Father sees you. And he wants you to keep on keeping on, even though you may feel like giving up. Don't give up today and let the enemy win. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 is a verse that's helped me so many times when I want to just give up. And it says, do not grow weary in doing good, for at the proper time you will reap a harvest if you do not give up. And so, friends, don't give up. That's when the enemy wins, when you quit. And I want to encourage you today, if you're having suicidal thoughts, you can call 988, just like 911 for emergencies. You can call 988. They just started this last summer, last August. It's not even been a year yet. But put in 988 for somebody when you just kind of gotten hopeless, discouraged. And if you're like, I don't have anybody else, a family member, a friend, a pastor I feel like I can talk to, you can be anonymous and call 988. But friends, I know that I know. Once you share your burden, the Bible says we're supposed to bear our burdens with one another. It's amazing how the healing process starts. And man, it means everything. And so 988, you may want to put that in your phone, and you may want to share it with somebody else, because you never know when you might need it. And I hope that you don't. But I know that the enemy wants to steal and kill and destroy, and suicide is destroy. And one of the main reasons we do this program, the reason we started this program, was to reduce the suicide rate. I would dream that we could get it to zero. I don't know if this side of heaven that's possible, but it cannot remain the number two leading cause of death for the ages 10 to 34 in our country. And that starts with us talking about it. And if you've lost hope today, one, cry out to God. But two, dial 988 right now and just say, you know what? I'm hurting. I need to talk with somebody. And there will be help. Well, know that you're blessed. Know that you are loved. Know that there's always hope because of Jesus. And if you've been blessed by this program, I hope that you'll share it with somebody else. Have a great weekend. We look forward to seeing you Monday. My name's Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.